from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Barbara asked me, he's like, man, I've been listening to you guys. I was like, oh, word? Which, the music show or the sports show? He's like, the music one. I don't even know how to listen to the sports one. I was like, I'm guessing you got to go to 98.5 HG. Like, I see your ride.
He got
out
it
there.
Like that? He got it like that?
I've seen your ride out there. You might not, you know, be familiar with the AM dial, so you can go to 98.5 FM HD2. If you hear rock music, go a little bit further.
I see him.
James Posey joining the Phoenix Suns as an assistant coach.
Celtics legend.
Wasn't James Posey the one that got hit by... No, that wasn't James Posey. That was Jay Crowder, who got hit by J.R. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
James Posey was part of the team that beat LeBron in that Game 7.
Where he dramatically took off his jersey on his way back to the locker room?
No, that was Game 6 when he left.
That's right. That was Game 6, yeah.
Game 7 was him and Paul Pierce going head-to-head, I guess.
Don't stop, dude. Stop. Don't do that. No, stop.
I don't remember a bucket from Paul Pierce in that game, but we went head-to-head in that game. All right, settle down.
I'm not going to stoop down to this.
We didn't talk about Paul Pierce saying he made LeBron James, did we?
No, we didn't. I vaguely heard some. Stop it.
What? They were battling. LeBron kept losing, and then he went to the Heat, and 2012, all that Bron. Like, they were battling.
LeBron, what? He lost, what, twice?
Twice, three times, however many.
He lost
well,
that game
had
7.
The 40 versus 40, right?
Was that Game 7?
That was Game 7.
Okay. 2012 Bron Game 6 was against the Celtics. That was the one where it's like,
that's rude.
All right. Yeah,
was that the Delonte West game?
No, that was when he went crazy. Like, that's
he
the
was
look,
just unstoppable.
The look, right? Where they're, oh, this how I'm going to be. You seen the meme.
Yeah, no, I've seen the meme.
Yeah, that was that. That was, they won.
And he went like 45-15.
He won the Delonte West game?
No, Delonte West was in Cleveland still. 2012 was Miami.
Oh, okay. You're talking about... Okay, I got you.
You don't want to say directly Paul Pierce. It was the Celtics.
That was vicious when LeBron did that. I wish we were on the radio at that time. I'll never forget. They lose Game 5. Mm-hmm. He's about to lose again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's about to lose again, and it's like, this dude ain't got it.
I think I stopped hating LeBron after that because it's just like, there's nothing you can do. He's just that good. Like, what am I going to hate for?
That was... Is that his greatest performance of all time?
Yes, I think probably. So. It was most dominant by far, I think.
The Detroit one should be up there, too. I know it's not revered because he didn't – they couldn't close it.
Detroit, no, they won that series.
No, I meant the championship.
Oh, the championship, yeah.
Detroit was so much better than Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And that – that's one of those – like the Miami game. That's – like, I'll never forget watching that game.
Yeah.
I remember I was trying to get my degree at the time. I was doing homework. And you kind of look over, and then like the announcer's voices start to change as LeBron is like going crazy, and you stop everything you're doing to watch him score.
Yeah.
Was it 25 straight or 25 or 26, something like that? And man, That's a phenomenal.
LeBron James scores again. Oh, LeBron with another one. LeBron past Chauncey Billups, and he scores.
Dude's really doing one-liners hoping Zabo's out there recording.
Don't do that.
You know, don't do that. You remember?
We have a show to do still, pal.
Don't do that.
You remember when Pam had to take the battery out of Michael and she said, if you don't take the battery out, he'll just keep going.
Yeah.
That's Kenny. Like someone like Kimberly That's needs to come in right and take there. The battery out so he doesn't keep doing it.
Oh, man. It was, so
I don't even think I realized it was Marv on that call.
Yeah, it was Marv.
Wow.
Was Marv,
wow. Marv seems like a different. He's not, but it's God. That seems so long ago.
Did you see? And I really want to
guess. I really like want to. 20 years ago that happened.
It was a minute ago at this point, but I don't want to lose it in this segment because I think it's a deeper conversation. Did you see the NBC's little promo video for the NBA coming back?
I didn't.
Oh, snap.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, it's not, I don't know. I don't want to make too much of it, but I was like, oh, snap. Oh, you see it, Jesse?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's on the Twitter?
Yeah, I retweeted it yesterday. I was like, goosebumps or something.
No, I don't.
Like that. Yeah, unblock you real quick, though. Unblock me. I have to
interact with you at home, too.
TNT really needs to relax. We're already putting logos out and stuff like that. Like, we're already too far down. I said TNT needs to relax. Like,
what
don't even sue. Huh?
What logo they put?
Well, I'm saying like Amazon's putting out logos. Like we're done with you guys.
Yeah. It's over for you guys, buddy.
We're already posting on Instagram, bro.
It's over. All the media partners are just putting their promos out.
Yeah, like, Facebook status has been changed.
We don't worry about you taking the appropriate action.
Sorry.
We ain't worried about that. Oh yeah, but I was like, oh snap. It's different now.
Let's watch the promo together. We'll navigate it for the radio audience. Larry Bird. Oh, Magic. I like it. Well, there's the famous. Well, Jordan and more Jordan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the music changes.
Uh-oh. We're in the new generation.
Oh, well, there's Tyrese.
I don't know how he got in there.
Well, Tyrese got in there.
I mean, we
got
to talk about him, too, by the way.
Tyrese got in there. There's Ant-Man.
Bam.
Bam.
Tatum.
That's basically the Olympic team they put up there. Okay.
Boys is back.
All right.
I have a Tyrese Haliburton question.
Yes.
Is he a heel now? Because he is basically telling everyone I'm a heel.
I think he likes.
Stop, Tyrese.
First of all, what'd he do? I saw something pop up, but
saw a quote yesterday. I'm paraphrasing. I'm gonna look for it right now. But it's basically like I'm in a weird spot right now because the young guys are gunning after me, and then the older guys like I'm going after their spot and all that. So like they're coming after me too. So basically, I'm stuck in the middle. Like I said, I'm paraphrasing. But that was like the gist of it.
So Tyrese isn't trying to be a heel. He is a heel. Because that's something a heel would say and believe. Tyrese believes that. So Tyrese is absolutely a heel. Yes, 100%.
So let's.
He's better as a heel on the basketball floor than he was at Madison Square Garden.
Let's go through. So Scoot Henderson is gunning for Tyrese Haliburton. Is that what he's saying?
I don't think so.
Right. Let me see. What other young guys we got here?
I got the quote real quick. He says the young guys are gunning for me because of what I have, because they want what I have, and the older guys, as they should, are also coming for me because they want to keep it established that this is still their league. So that's kind of the fun part, being in the middle. End quote.
Hey, run Tyrese's stat line from the last Olympic game back for me real quick.
I could look for it, but I believe it was...
You don't have
to. Yeah, zeros.
Yeah, you don't have to. Okay.
Young boy's gunning for him, huh?
Tyrese All-NBA third team?
I think so, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's crazy. Young boy's gunning for him. That's crazy.
Just be a babyface, bro.
Hey, Jerry McCain in here like, yo... I'm coming for your spot, Tyrese.
Oh.
I don't even mean to be. I ain't gonna say it. Because
Tyrese is a great player, but I don't think you're a villain.
It's gonna come off as hate if I say it. I don't want to because I like Tyrese. I just don't know what he's talking about. I'm gonna just say them dudes ain't coming into the league thinking about Tyrese Halliburton, bro. They not. These young boys is not coming into the league. Rob Dillingham is not, yo, I need to get Tyrese.
I feel like Tyrese is still establishing himself too.
Just be great, Tyrese. That's what you're doing. You being great, man. Just keep doing that.
Tyrese might have accidentally bought his own hype.
Mm.
He might have accidentally. And
that was crazy, said the young boys.
This is your fault, JJ Redick.
I mean, you're not wrong. Wait till the Tyrese to the Lakers rumors start. I'm trying to figure out how to word what's running through my mind.
You think Ja and De'Aaron are like, yo?
Absolutely not.
I'm trying to take down Tyrese because he's at the top, yo.
No. Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
De'Aaron's above Tyrese.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right, man.
Tyrese, I like Tyrese, man. That's what I keep asking because I like Tyrese, man. Just be Tyrese Halliburton, man. We like Tyrese Halliburton. We ain't got to do extras. We ain't got to say extras. We don't.
I'll ask during the commercial break because I don't know that everybody will understand what I'm asking, but I just keep thinking about the same thing. It's a Tyrese. Stop it. Don't do this. This is a bad look.
Maybe LaMelo's gunning for him. I remember when LaMelo ripped him at the end of the game. He had a lot to say.
That's fine. I tell LaMelo, worry about some other stuff right now. LaMelo. Like, if that's your focus, that explains a lot. Don't let that be your focus, dog.
Jalen Brunson gunning for Tyrese Halliburton.
No.
It's gunning for the Celtics, if anyone.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No one's gunning for the Pacers.
Jalen should have taken that chair to him when he had the chance.
Darius Garland trying to gun him for Tyrese.
No, Darius. No. I don't know.
Steph gun him for Tyrese.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
He did he let the league in assists, didn't he? Tyrese?
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese is a good ball player, man. I like Tyrese.
Actually, I don't know that he did. I think he did the year before. I don't know if he did last year. I assume he did.
I like Tyrese when he just be Tyrese Halliburton.
I'm sure Tyrese did. Well, I don't know.
Go win a gold medal, though. Shout out to him.
Or cheer on your team as they go win a gold medal.
Geez, I wasn't going to say it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's one. A good player is not going to play.
Yeah.
It might be Tyrese. And that's all right, because Tyrese will have a chance to win. And maybe Tyrese will get some run. Who knows?
Tyrese, at the very least, he's in the system. He's gonna be on the next couple teams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We'll come back. We're happy you're here with us. Phone lines are open for you, 916-909-1320. Of course, the Chatty House is popping, as always. Chatty House brought to you by Matthews Mattress. Head over to matthewsmattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you, and we're back with more here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Junkyard Dog's original theme music was Another One Bites the Dust. And so when they switched over to creating their own music, they created a song called Grab Them Cakes, which had a similar beat to Another One Bites the Dust.
Why would they? Why would that be the name of the song?
I'm not sure. I think they knew in 86 no one would know what it meant.
Well,
but when you listen to the words, it's pretty clear what he's talking about.
Yo, why? The guy's going to wrestle. Like, why does that have to be the theme song?
Junkyard Dog was wild. 80s wrestling was crazy.
Oh, man. Goodness gracious.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
We got to get, like, the...
That was the whole character, though, right?
Little Richard,
he was
a friend of ours.
Crazy. We got to get the Joe Davidson, like...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, like the distorted voice.
Yes,
with
we
the,
need the black screen and all that. No, like, enough of this already, bro, for real.
I know.
He can call in. Yeah, he can call in and just, you know, distort the voice.
You know what? You know what would ruin it, though? His laugh. Our friend's laugh is very distinctive.
It's been that way as long as I've known him.
It's very, very distinctive.
It's been that way as long as I've known him. But I don't know, maybe... Mark Merrill sing America the Beautiful in WrestleMania 10? Maybe it'll come through like that.
There's got to be a way we could do it. But yeah, the whole Mark Merrill gimmick and what was his name?
Johnny B. Bad.
Johnny B. Bad. That's what I was about to say. Johnny B. Good. Yeah, Johnny B. Bad. That's what it was. And then there's a story that Vince, like, that's who he wanted. He wanted the Johnny B. Bad guy. He was like, well, he can't be that.
Yeah.
So we got to create something different. Oh, God damn it. I want that. Well, that's, we got to create, like, we could do something like that. And then somehow they came up with, like, the wild man, Mark Merrow, and no one
crazy.
Bought it.
Nah.
And then all of a sudden they're Sable, and it's like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
And then Sable became a bigger star than he did. They got divorced. She married Brock Lesnar, and there's nothing he could do about it.
I didn't know she married Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Sable married Brock Lesnar. I think they're still married, despite recent reports of Brock Lesnar. Pretty sure they're still married.
Talk about a wild boy. Boy, oh boy. What happened to Mark Merrill?
He's a motivational speaker.
Oh, good. Good.
He tells a story where, I don't know that him and Sable were divorced, but maybe they were separated.
Mm-hmm.
And he found out she was dating someone in the locker room. He was like, okay, well, wait till, all right, who is it? Yeah, well, it's Brock Lesnar. He said,
it's got to be a real humbling moment.
He said, it's crazy how quickly you learn the power of forgiveness. That's
tough. I ain't judging you, brother.
I ain't judging you. That is tough.
I said, wait, you said it's The Rock? No, it's Brock.
Who is it? Where is Ray? Where's Ray? I'll show him. Oh, it's not Ray. Oh,
sorry.
Never mind. I wonder if the business kind of broke them up. That'd be sad.
I think the business breaks everybody up.
Mm.
The sad part was Macho Man and Elizabeth got married after the big moment at Arco, I think that was Arco 2.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anything happened at Arco 1.
They divorced like a year later.
Damn.
They had been married, like real life married, for like 6 or 7 years.
Mm.
Then they did the TV marriage and got divorced right after.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I think that's
crazy.
That game is tough. Like, you don't know. Hell, John and Nikki didn't even make it, and they made a whole television show out of
right.
them.
Behind the scenes of wrestling from like 2000, and we'll call it 8, and anything before that is just one of the more just insane things to me.
No, it
just
was
everything
it was a
that ties
lawless
into it.
Business,
yeah,
man. Like it was crazy. Like just when you think about the stories, the way they lived, driving around the country,
mm-hmm.
popping pills, drinking, partying,
mm-hmm. working 300 days out the year.
Well, and I know. The dude has a lot of flaws, and you can look at a lot of things that they do sideways. Mm-hmm. Randy Orton, AJ Styles, recent return. I mean, salute to them if that's all natural. But, man, to be able to change your body like that at the age of 40 and some change mm-hmm. is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you watch WrestleMania 5, maybe with the exception of Hogan, everybody's dead.
Mm.
I mean, Rick Rude died at like 40-something. Mr. Perfect died at 40-something. Big Boss Man died at 40-something. Like, you can run through, yeah. like, the Road Warrior Hawk. Like, you could just run through. You know, Davey Boy Smith is gone. Jim Neidhart is gone. Different circumstances completely.
Rude,
but, like,
Rick
Owen is gone. Like, yeah. you just go through. Like,
that's sad, man.
They're
that's crazy.
Just name after name after name after name. They're all gone. When Eddie died, there was a legitimate change in the way that they monitored this type of stuff.
Mm.
And as weird as this sentence is, there's a lot less wrestling deaths than there used to be.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it.
I mean,
because I
feel like the fact that Jeff Hardy is alive is probably a small miracle.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he lives like the old.
Yeah. Old guy. He absolutely 100%.
I think what really shook them up, and you can tell me if it's wrong, but I'm thinking about this, is Eddie died while he was still active, right?
Eddie died, if the stories are true and it's wrestling, you never know. Eddie died like days before he was supposed to be champion. Stephanie tells the story, and like Stephanie's probably the least working, like, of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to win the title. I don't know if it was that night. I think the story has been it was supposed to be that night.
Mm.
But if memory serves, and our friend who's listening can help walk me through this, but Batista got hurt and relinquished the title, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, not at that exact moment, but like Eddie was going to wind up with the title.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only was he active, he was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was one of the top guys. And yeah. And then the next one after that, of course, was, yeah,
that one. Was, yeah.
And then now you're not monitoring things for yourself and your company.
Right.
Now you're monitoring things because you're under an incredible level of scrutiny, because mm-hmm. now you're the headline story on CNN mm-hmm. and Fox mm-hmm. and the Post and the Times and all of these different things because right. of the Benoit situation.
And it was with, once again, active wrestling. Mm-hmm. Not to, you know, diminish it or anything else like that, but if Rick Rude is not wrestled for 5-6 years mm-hmm. and he passes away, it's kind of easier to sweep that under the rug or just chalk it up to something. But these guys are in the middle of their career.
None of those guys were in the company when they passed away.
Mm.
Except, I mean, obviously Owen was. That's mm-hmm. a different type of tragic circumstance. Bulldog wasn't. Perfect wasn't. Rude wasn't. None of those guys were.
Yeah.
Much less like the man.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Chris was fighting for a title that night.
He probably wasn't far off.
I think it was Benoit and Punk, maybe for a championship.
Wow.
At that pay-per-view that he missed, and they didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
And it was that night that they found out where he was.
Wow. Yeah, tough.
Yeah, weird.
Tough, tough business. But hopefully it seems to be getting better. So that's a positive.
Well, hopefully it doesn't move backwards now that they're under the same umbrella of a company that feels like they're mildly lawless. Like, what? Yeah, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. You guys know how I feel about UFC, how we feel
mm-hmm.
about UFC.
I don't know if Hunter will let it happen, though.
I don't think so. But
You never know.
Hunter's not in charge. Right. Like, he is.
There's somebody that's
he's
above
not,
him.
He's not Jack Tunney, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He's not Gorilla Monsoon, but he's also not Vince McMahon.
Right. There's somebody above him.
Yeah,
he does answer to one or two people.
Yeah, there's. I guess he does. I guess he runs WWE.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I would assume it's one of those situations where they let him do whatever, but if they feel strongly about something, they have the authority to say, no, this is what we're going to
do. Yeah, yeah.
I think they leave him alone for the most part, though.
Which makes the situation with Rock so interesting. Because I think, like Hunter does what he's supposed to do on camera. But part of me wonders if Hunter was like, this is garbage. Mm. I've been building a story for a year, and in January, you guys decide you want to do this now? Mm. Like, could you have given me the heads up in August? You want to do this now.
Right.
And so part of me wonders if Hunter was like, all right, yeah, no, of course. I'm going to book Cody to win the Royal Rumble. Because what else am I supposed to do?
Right.
You're not here. We'll figure it out. And part of me will always believe deep down, because he literally went through this 10 years ago. Hunter knew how the crowd was going to respond. And whether the stories The Rock tells are true or not, I feel like Hunter knew exactly what was going to happen, and he wasn't surprised at the way it played out.
Well, he know the business. He know the business.
Still want to know why Stone Cold wasn't there.
Well, I guess the money wasn't right.
How is that the case?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's such a huge L. It's the only L in that night.
The only thing that kept it from being perfect.
Yeah, it just the wrong music hit.
There should have been no Price.
And the Undertaker really showed up in a hoodie.
Harley Davidson's spokesperson showed up.
It was probably a Blue Lives Matter hoodie, and we just couldn't tell, or whatever that weird
company.
Well,
he didn't know.
That's yeah, right. He didn't know. He doesn't even know what that means.
Oh, man.
Shams Cunningham. Our good friend Sean Cunningham tweets recently, Mike Brown continues to add to his coaching staff after several coaching openings due to opportunities for some of his coaches. According to league sources, Jim Morin, most recently with the G League's Rip City Remix, will be joining the Sacramento Kings as an assistant coach.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the confirmation from James, because I think he had this a few days ago and was just kind of holding on to it a little bit. But he is joining Mike's staff, to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Jim's joining Mike's staff. The Stockton Kings, I still don't think, have a head coach.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I feel like the ironic thing about that is, man, I could be wrong. And it probably is. It's not a big deal. But I think I saw Lindsay on the bench still at the end of summer league. I feel like I saw her like in the last summer league game. She's still there, so she was.
Oh, with the Kings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was finishing out her duties, I guess, with the Kings before she goes to the Lakers. I thought, since it's summer league, she could have just left. But
would you bet money that it was Lindsay?
No.
Okay, because I don't think it was. I know who you're talking about, because it caught my attention too.
Okay.
I don't know who that person was.
Okay.
But I don't think it was Lindsay, because I saw the same thing you did.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Lindsay. I was like, wait, I don't think that's not Lindsay. So I don't know if anyone. I don't know who the woman was on the bench.
Like the fake Undertaker. Everything is wrestling.
Everything is wrestling. That's right. It was a fake Lindsay Harding.
Yeah, so I guess I got Chatty Health
next
on TV.
She's going to be mayor of Knoxville. Just like fake Diesel.
I guess I got Chatty House on TV.
No, you didn't get Chatty House. I saw it too. I thought it was Lindsay.
Mm.
But when it wasn't Doug. Someone else was standing up, and they moved out of the way. I was like, oh, that's not. I was like, who is that? I didn't know who it was.
I don't know. But to your point, to your original.
And if I was Doug, I wouldn't let her be there. I was like, ma'am, you need to leave.
Yeah, that's why it caught my attention. Like, they got
I love
there.
You, but you can't be here.
But to your original point, yeah, Stockton's still got to find a head coach.
Yeah. You could do it.
Sure.
We could. Great. I mean, you have others. Two radio shows and a...
I'll make it happen.
G League coaching
staff. I'll make it happen. It's nothing. It's nothing. I got Comrex for a reason.
Oh, you do?
When I'm in Sioux Falls at Samson Pavilion.
Yeah.
Then, you know...
Just, nice arena.
Just do it right there.
When you're in Sioux Falls playing the Miami Heat G League team.
That's it. That's it. So,
I want to know who that was.
I wonder who goes to the front of the bench. Does that already been, if anybody goes to the front of the bench?
Yeah.
Well, somebody has to because Jordy's gone.
Yeah.
Didn't they say it was Luke Louts?
There was speculation that it was Luke Louts, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there was speculation that it was Luke Louts. Stand by. Hang on. Don't mind me.
Then we found her.
Huh?
So did we find her? Did we find who that was?
No. No, according to what I just found, it is, in fact, Lindsey Harding. But it's just not possible. What year is it? It's 2024. Hell, maybe it was. I don't see another woman on the... Oh, wait. Wait a minute. I might have it. Hang on. Well, I mean, I don't mean literally hang on. I mean, let me look real quick.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't you dare go anywhere, folks. We make it to the... No, I want a picture. Oh, no, that's a... Oh, God, that's the dad and... Well, this was this behemoth.
What? What is going on?
Gigantic individual.
What is going on that?
Is this dude a middle linebacker? Julian Zoa? This dude looks like Aaron Donald. He looked like he just threw Patrick Mahomes 15 yards.
And he's the coach of the Kings?
He's one of the assistant coaches.
I guess it
was Lindsey. Unless they just found a fake Lindsey.
They got a fake Lindsey.
I thought she was darker skinned. I didn't think it was her.
I thought
maybe she got a tan in Vegas. I don't know.
It's hot enough, that's for sure.
Maybe she accidentally went outside in Las Vegas.
No, it only takes 5 minutes in Las Vegas.
That's a shoot.
It only takes 5 minutes. Let me see if I can figure
it out. Pull up a summer league game. I know you got them on your DVR.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. I don't know where I'd be able to pinpoint when
scan. We have 2.5 hours. Just scan the entire game to see if you could find that one single clip that we both saw and... We're curious.
So I'm looking at the bench now. I don't even see a woman on the bench.
My Google tabs are wild. I've got like no hitters, like all of the no hitters in history pulled up. I have the box score from the Padres and Nationals pulled up.
So
I've got awful announcing pulled up.
I'm not sure what's going on. I'm at the Kings Wizards Summer League game. I think that was the last game they played. I'm pretty sure that's what we were watching. As I look right now at the start of the game, there's not even a woman on the bench. So I don't know where this lady came from and when she sat down. That might lead more to the point that it was Lindsey. Because Lindsey would be the type of person to be able to just walk.
But Doug would also be the type of person where, like, ma'am, you coach for the Lakers now. You have to leave.
Let's see if I can.
You cannot be here. No, I love you, but you can't be here.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it was a doctor or a trainer or
now,
something.
Now, I will say this. There's a lady behind the bench, so not on the first row. But I don't think that I would have thought that was Lindsey. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm in the third quarter now. There's still not a woman on the bench. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just seeing things.
All right.
We figured.
Ramsey, who was the woman on the bench? For God's sake.
Ramsey was there. You were there.
All right. 916-909-1320. If you want to get in on the phone lines. Literally no one does because we're not talking about anything. I can't blame you.
Back to wrestling and TV shows.
No, I say this like that, and very grateful for the people who see us go, man, you help us get through our workday. And my response is the same to every single person who says that. You do the same for us.
That's facts.
That's facts.
There are some times where this show is very serious and we got a lot of business to attend to and we got games to talk about. We've got really important contract situations to talk about and hirings and firings. Well, today isn't one of those days. I don't know when the next time. Like, I'm not also the type of person. I just don't get moved by training camp holdouts.
Okay.
Okay, we got it.
That's Lindsey.
It is.
It's got to be Lindsey. It was the game on Monday.
Show the class.
It's going to be hard. I don't know. I don't have like a zoom in, but I'm looking at this like, this is Lindsey Harding. Unless it's a fake Lindsey Harding.
All right.
This is Lindsey Harding.
This is like the Zapruder film.
Right. Let's see. So this lady right here.
Oh, that's Lindsey. Yeah, that's Lindsey.
But she was already with the Lakers at that point.
If that's not Lindsey, that's better than the fake Undertaker. Yeah, that's Lindsey.
Yeah.
Well, salute.
Salute to Lindsey Harding. We'll miss you, girl. We'll miss you. Good luck.
Definitely.
Good luck, you know, relatively speaking, with the Lakers.
I mean,
we don't want you winning the Pacific Division or anything like
good
that.
Luck. Yeah, good luck.
Hope you coach well.
You coach well. That's right.
Use it as a stepping stone.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah. Close out LeBron's final year strong for him. You be his personal coach. Leave everything else alone.
Oh, man.
You know, no one's with us today. Matt's like camping or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Matt George is out camping. He talked to me earlier this week. He talked to you earlier this week. He talked to Will Z earlier this week. He's like, I'm done with ESPN 1320.
That's enough.
I'm not talking to these people anymore.
Enough. So, look, as I'm watching this game, I just saw a great defensive play by Keon Ellis.
Oh, you're going to try to get me into that point with five minutes before the break?
No, we can start it, and then it'll be a cliffhanger. It's called a tease.
It's very good. It's very good. We could have gone back to the Junkyard Dog somehow, but you chose to go to Keon Ellis. You know who the Junkyard Dog is on the Sacramento Kings? Keon Ellis.
I'm interested to see what you got to say about Keon.
No, you know what it is? It's actually, it wasn't, I don't have a big grand proclamation about Keon Ellis. It was actually a question about Keon Ellis because last year we spent, it feels like a lot of last year's conversation was about the growth of Keegan Murray, like the development of Keegan Murray and how important that was to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. It felt like that was the entire focus of a lot of our off-season conversations.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Like, I understand that. It doesn't feel like that's happening as much this year. While it feels like Keegan Murray's development is equally as important this year as it was last year, it's probably mitigated a little bit by the arrival of DeMar DeRozan. Mm. And I think there's like a, all right, Keegan's, you know, we know Keegan's good, but I think there's probably also people, whether consciously or subconsciously, thinking, all right, this might be a little bit different, though. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, we want Keegan to develop. We want Keegan to be great. But we know DeMar is here. So there's a few more elements into this. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit more ingredients in this recipe than there were last year.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I feel like maybe the conversation about development this year is less about Keegan Murray and more about Keon Ellis.
Hmm.
Because with Keon, I hope this comes across the way I intend it to. With Keon, I'm not sure we know exactly what we have. Mm-hmm. Like, he played enough last year to know, okay, he can play. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no question. Like, Keon shouldn't be a two-way guy. He shouldn't be a DNP guy. Like, Keon Ellis is an NBA basketball player.
Yeah.
And he's an NBA basketball player who plays. Mm-hmm. But what are we looking for with him? Because, again, this could all be because of the acquisition of DeMar DeRozan. But it doesn't feel like we're talking about the development in guys very much. Mm-hmm. While Keegan's development is still really important, I feel like the development of Keon Ellis is at worst equally as important, if not more.
I don't think it's equally as important.
No?
No, because I think you're looking at Keegan Murray to be one of the pillars of your franchise.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it in a contract sense. You're looking for Keegan Murray to be a guy that commands the max, the rookie max extension and all this other stuff, right? Keon Ellis, you're not. You know what I mean? You're looking for him. He already signed a deal, but you're not prepared. When we talk about, hey, you got to, you know, you can't go into the first apron because you got to pay Keegan Murray and then Keon Ellis, you know, his contract. Mm-hmm. Nobody's doing that, right? It's just kind of Keon Ellis is there. Hopefully he's good enough where you got to pay him a respectable deal when you think about that. But you're not thinking about it. You're not planning for Keon Ellis's contract. I think Keon is a guy like a Caruso. Like you look at Caruso, you kind of know what he's getting. I don't know if Chicago or OKC or anybody else is, and there are different. I think there are different points in their career as well. But nobody's looking at Caruso. We're looking to see you develop. Like we just want you to be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If we get who you are, that's what we signed up for. And I kind of think, that's where the Kings are. Like if Keon doesn't develop, which I think he still could, like I think he can really develop as a basketball player, particularly on the offensive side. But if Keon is who he is with the Kings, I think they're okay with that.
Okay. I have a very specific question.
Okay.
About what would make the Kings better. And I'm going to ask you that when dealing with Casey.
And before we go, shout out Ramsey. Says Lindsey Harding was hired on the 16th. Therefore, she was still with the Kings on that Utah game, which was on the 15th.
Boom.
That's great stuff, Ramsey.
We outsource even our knowledge here. That's
why we're the people's station.
That's where we are, the people's station. We have long called for that to be our tagline. But no one listens, so we'll just call it that ourselves. The people's station. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Man, I just saw the chair shot they gave that kid. I thought wrestling got better with that. Like is that Jack Perry? Is that Luke Perry's kid? I think it is. Jesus Christ! I thought they got better with that.
Was it a headshot?
A straight.
It was a 1990s chair shot.
Yeah, it was.
Shamrock?
It was
Mankind.
It might have been worse.
Oh my God!
It might have been worse. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Jeez.
I don't know why they do this stuff, man. I really don't.
Really unnecessary, to be honest with you. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm not their audience.
That's the thing I just keep going back to. Like I haven't seen AEW in a long time. It's hard for me to keep up with the sheer volume of professional wrestling that there is. But yeah, this isn't for me.
When Jade left, I left.
Send Ricky Starks to WWE and we'll send Damian Priest.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute.
That really?
Was unnecessary.
What? No. No. Veto.
Don't do that.
I'm David Stern. I'm vetoing that deal.
Don't do that to Damian.
There's a lot of guys you can send over. They can have Rey Mysterio.
Whoa. So what, just Dominic never beats him?
Yes, that's the trade-off. They can
worse.
Hey, they gave Sting a fantastic send-off. They can give Rey Mysterio his send-off in 10 years when he actually retires.
All right, yeah, that might have been unnecessary. My fault.
I was talking to Jazz yesterday, and I was explaining to her.
Damien's not there, to your point.
No, he's fine.
He's right on the cusp, but he's not there.
He's doing his thing. I was talking to Jazz about like the whole dynamic with him and Rhea and how he calls her mommy. And then I just started cracking up because I explained to her how sometimes the crowd goes, mommy, mommy.
I'm guessing she wasn't amused.
She gave a little chuckle. I had a belly laugh. She's like,
Rio's one of the best characters in wrestling.
She low-key carries right now.
That's a shoot. Yeah, that's a shoot.
She's killing it.
I'm trying to find.
And Dominic is killing it, man. He's doing it.
Nah, Dom is.
And Liv did her thing, too, like, in this whole thing.
So that little skit that they did the other day where Liv walked away crying the way that she was, it was like, oh, this is such a great work. This is such a great setup. Because I was fully expecting, as the camera kept following her, her to, like, smile and give the old, do that old thing.
Liv has done a really good job. I didn't know she had it in her, to be honest with you.
Oh man, she
I liked her, but I didn't know she'd been doing her thing.
This chair shot was last night.
Oh.
That's full on Raven. Oh. That's Raven Tommy Dreamer ECW style right there.
Oh man.
Come on, man. You gotta be better than that.
So unnecessary.
You gotta be better than that.
Jeez.
I had a
They're about to be the only thing on TNT, so they can do whatever they want.
Well, that's what Tony said yesterday or the day before, that they've had really positive discussions with Warner Brothers Discovery.
MJF and Captain America carrying TNT on their back.
Yeah, what happened
MJF is really good.
He is, but what happened to him? Like,
what do you mean?
He came back recently.
The buzz ain't.
He just did like an hour match with
the Will Ospreay guy.
Yeah, MJF is solid.
I like him.
I haven't watched AEW in a long time, but I did like when he was really buzzing. Like when he, I don't know.
Our friend keeps me updated on everything that's going on over there. He hates the WWE.
Oh wow.
Well, I mean, he won't say it outright. But
does he like hate watch?
No, he hates keeps up. And he's not a fan of, like, he hates Punk. He truly hates CM Punk. And he says Punk is going to tear something as soon as he wrestles. Is it Drew?
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to tear something. And at this point, if he's right, CM Punk should probably retire.
Yeah.
Because Punk's gotten hurt in, like, three of his last, like, eight matches.
Go see DDP, DDP Yoga, you'll be fine.
There it is. We were talking about the development of Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, weighing the importance of the two. If Keegan is a little bit better this year and Keon is exactly the same,
mm-hmm,
is that situation better for Sacramento than if Keegan is exactly the same and Keon is better?
That's a good question. My first thought was,
because Keegan's like, when you're talking about these two, mm-hmm, Keegan's already higher, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right? Does he need to be even higher and Keon be the same? Or if Keegan's exactly where he's at, but Keon's better, what scenario is better for Sacramento?
My first thought when you say that is, I don't know if Keon needs to be better.
Hmm.
If he becomes better, that's awesome. But like I said, I look at Keon like, if he gives us exactly what he gave us in the last 25 games, that's great for this team. That's winning basketball. That's basketball that can help propel them. If Keegan is a little better, it feels like we're talking about like top three team in the West.
Mm. Okay.
Because think about it like this. I think off the top of my head, Keegan was probably off top maybe 13 points per game. If everybody's doing the same, DeMar is an upgrade from Harrison, and he's giving you 18, 19 points a game. Malik is doing his thing. Fox is doing his thing. Sabonis. And then Keegan steps up, and he's now giving you 15 to 16 points per game.
I actually think Keegan was 15 last year. I'm going to double check. Okay. I think so. Yeah, so he went from 12 to 15.
Gotcha. Okay. So if he goes from 15 to 18 or 15 to 17
– I feel like with Keegan, too, like, there's no limit to that because Kings are just kind of waiting for him to kind of just develop and become that guy. With Keon, it's like you can get better, but it's like you're not taking 10, 13 shots a game or anything like that. And, like, I've said all offseason, like, I want Keon to start there. But honestly, like, if you put Kevin in that spot, too, I don't think you're taking wins away from the Kings. Mm. Like, Keegan just – there's
so
just
the
another
answer
level.
Is Keegan.
Yeah.
Keegan. If I had to choose between one of the two, I would choose with Keegan getting better.
And Keon being the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Keegan just raises your ceiling if he gets better. I'm not sure if that's the case with Keon, just because, like I said, there's just DeMar and all those guys still.
I agree. That was my initial reaction, too. But I also wonder how much Mike Brown plays into this.
Mm.
Because how Mike approaches this season, I think, will be fascinating. If Mike opens up training camp talking about defense and what they did at the end of last year, I'm going to have a lot of questions because I love DeMar DeRozan. We wanted that DeMar DeRozan signing. We've talked about DeMar DeRozan for months, but we also knew what it was.
Right.
This isn't furthering what Mike Brown wants. It's furthering what everybody else wants. Right. But it's not furthering what Mike Brown wants. So does Mike keep preaching the same things he was preaching at the beginning of last year, knowing you really didn't do anything to get better in that department? Now, if he does come out preaching about defense and we got to do this, all, you know, naming off 10 things that have to do with the defensive end, to me, that lends credibility to Keon starting again.
Because
that's where the true change in defensive numbers was,
right,
was when Keon started either, you know, starting, but really when Keon started playing a lot more.
Maybe this is just a little lip service. And some media training or something like that. But if I was Mike Brown and I was asked that question, you know, like, hey, you know, what are your expectations going into the season? And I said, you know, we need to get better on defense. All that talk, we got to get better. We got to improve on defense. And somebody said, well, you didn't really do anything to address that. Like, why are we still having that conversation? I'd say, you know what? It's a good question. But it's also a sign that I believe in the group that's here to be better on defense. I didn't think we needed to be defense by necessarily adding defensive personnel. I think the guys that we have are capable of being better on the defensive end, and that's what we're going to work towards. You can make the argument we weren't capable of getting better on offense. So that's why we had to go get a DeMar DeRozan. I think these guys, when we talk about Fox, who's a borderline all-defensive guy, Keegan Murray, who we think has all-defensive potential, Keon Ellis and what he was able to do, and a guy like Malik Monk, who I think can be a better defender, Kevin Huerter, who maybe I think can be a better defender.
Kevin Huerter has shown he can be a better defender.
Yeah, I think when I say we need to get better on the defensive end, I'm talking about the guys that we have because I think they can be better. Now, does he actually believe that? I don't know. But,
and that's the,
you know, that's the message I would be getting across.
And that's where I get concerned. I'm not trying to pick, but this, I'm going to use Kevin as an example, because when I think of Kevin Huerter, I think of an offensive player. You got to stay locked in. My concern with, I feel like Huerter, when he really has to be pushed, when the shot's not falling, to find other things. And that pushing works. Like, it doesn't always work with guys. With Kevin Huerter, it worked last year where there was a frustratingly long stretch where he couldn't hit shots at the clip we expect him to, or he expects himself to. And it's like, all right, Huerter was out there. He had 4 rebounds. You know, he had a couple plays on the defensive end where he really worked. I feel like he could be even better on the defensive end if the shots fell at a better clip. And I know everyone wants to, you know, defense leads to good offense. That's cute. That's a great saying. That's a great way to motivate a bunch of guys who want to score into playing defense. But in reality, guys see that shot drop, they get excited.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, I don't want to give that back.
Right.
Yo, let's get this stop here. Let's get moving. Let's do what we do. Seeing the ball go through the net builds confidence, I guess. Maybe that's the wrong term, but it builds energy on the defensive end.
Yeah, absolutely. How many times, I'll ask you and I'll ask anybody in the chatty house, how many times have you seen a team, you know, miss their third three in a row and then come back down the court, slap the ground, be like, let's go.
Yeah.
Or how many times Never. After a big bucket, they're like, hey, let's go, let's lock in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the human nature.
Mm-hmm.
You get buckets, you start to feel good about yourself, and now you hyped up.
Well, that's the screaming, the yelling. The normally we see guys going to a timeout. If you're not going to a timeout, where are you going? You're going to the defensive end,
right?
So you've got that. You've got that. I mean, it's a shot of caffeine. It's a burst of energy, and you know it. We didn't get to see that from Huerter last year.
Right.
I think if we are, King's going to be in a great spot.
I think so, too. VJ in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House says, why not be greedy and have both be better? In an ideal world, yes. Yeah. That's what you would try to do. But, I mean, that's sometimes it's not an ideal free agency period, right? Well,
but last year, that's whatever. It didn't work. That didn't happen. They got better on the defensive end. They got worse on the offensive end. It's a great thing to talk about.
Right. But I think he was also talking about, like, what you go after in the offseason. Like,
going after
a great defender and a great offensive player. Like, ideally, yeah, okay. but I don't know.
Paul George went to Philadelphia.
right. I don't know if that was available to him. I mean, just look at some of the people they were talking about. None of them are great defenders, and that seems to be what was available.
Talking about B.I. Kuz.
Yeah, they tried to get Caruso, and the Bulls went with a different option.
Route, yeah.
And even then, you do that.
Still strange, but absolutely.
Yeah. Even then, you do that, maybe you're not able to, and I don't see why not, but maybe you're not able to pull off the offensive side of that. You know what I mean? Maybe, yeah, you get better on the defensive end, but you still got these shortcomings on the offensive end. So your thinking and your mindset, VJ, I agree with, but it doesn't seem like you could do all that in this particular offseason.
I also don't think there are that many players in the league that do that.
That too.
I mean, there's specialty guys, but those are guys who are like really, really good at something specific, whether it's a defense or it's a three or it's mid-range, right? Like that doesn't mean they're bad at everything else. It means just one particular component of the game is highlighted. I don't, you know, the term two-way player, guy, oh man, they really get after it on both ends. That's just not used to describe a lot of guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.